Such an honor, such a destiny for our lives to know him as Lord and Savior. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
I'm looking at people that I know and know that you're born again, but just to ask, is there anybody here who's not born again? Amen? Anybody who needs to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Anybody? So we're all born again, and we're going to get active in the kingdom. Amen? Active in the kingdom. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship you. Oh, that we may forget about ourselves for this hour or so and just concentrate on you and your goodness and your love and who you are and worship you with our whole heart. I will bless the Lord with my whole heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all of my being, I bless your name. Hallelujah. How grateful I am to you, Lord Jesus, that you died on the cross, rose again. The gospel was preached to me. I heard it, believed it, and received you as my Lord and Savior. Oh, how grateful I am. And all the benefits that I have here on earth, and then we get a chance to spend eternity with you. Oh, we're grateful tonight. Such love as we can't understand it, but we believe it and we receive it, and we're thankful for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Tonight we want to talk about winning souls. Do you know somebody that's lost? Or you're not sure whether or not they're born again. You know somebody you know that's a sinner. You know they'll never receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, this could be a child, children. You pay attention here, too, because you go to school with children every day. And you need to know whether they are born again and you are big enough and old enough to share Jesus with them. Amen? So I'm going to talk about winning the lost. Are winning souls tonight. We used to sing that song, and I think we need to sing it again, revive it, and do it that, you know, I'm a soul winner. Winning souls is what we do. Amen? In our scripture tonight for Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30 reads, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. The fruit of the righteous. And then there's a scripture, I don't know if I get to it or if I have it on that list, but it says God hears the prayers of the righteous. So what are we going to do to win souls? Say this, Lord, put in my heart a deep burning desire to win souls, to witness to the lost, and to have them to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, just like somebody witnessed to me. Can you shout hallelujah? So your fruit, you live. I just blessed yesterday, a day before one, got a card from a student I taught 50 years ago. And I went to their 50th year and class reunion recently. And she said she appreciated me coming there. But after all these years, you were an influence upon our lives. So you want to live a life. And then I was texting another one of her classmates today. We've been friends for a long time. And whatever was going on. And she said, you, everybody knew you and your sister. You are all we talked about. Hallelujah. I said that to say, if you have Jesus, say, I do. As your Lord and Savior, you are wise enough to influence somebody else to get to know the same Jesus you know. Amen. They don't want to turn him down because he's so good to you. And then they look and see the goodness of God in your life. And they said, I want that. I hope I can say this. without infringing on copyright is what I'm saying. But I heard a minister say just recently he was teaching a Bible class and witnessing to some guys, and then a guy came in, you know, the erudite, the educated man that didn't have any faith in God, and he started asking him questions that he couldn't answer because he was new in the salvation. And all the guys left and went with him. But then the guy turned around afterwards and came back. He said, I want what you have. I did all of that, and you did not bow. You didn't give up on what you believe. I want that. So, Lord, help me to live a life of Christ before others. So they will look at me. Pour it to yourself. So they'll look at me and say, I want what she has or he. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever. So, Lord, I will shine. I will shine. I will shine. So, because Jesus is the light of life, and he shines through me. Say, I will shine. Look at your neighbor and say, can I see your light? Can you get it brighter? Hallelujah. Now, let's don't take this lightly. I didn't get up here just to, you know, because I have to preach tonight or teach tonight. It's something for you to do. Tell your neighbor, say, we have a homework assignment. Say, oh, we have a homework assignment. But it's a good one, amen? Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Those who are wise shine like the brightness of the firmament. That's the heavens. Shine bright like the sun. How bright is your light for Jesus? How bright is your light for Jesus? Do people know you by your lifestyle, and they know that you are a child of God? By your witness? You say, I ain't ashamed of nothing. Now, I wasn't telling you to say that, but, you know, I'll get my grammar straight. Amen. When I first started teaching, you know, I was like 20 years old. And she just tries to be so proper. So I brought it down. Amen. Glory to God. Romans 1, 14 through 17. Say, I am. Born again. I will. I do shine like the brightness of the sun. Others are drawn to Christ through me. T, I think y'all won't be here at 3 o'clock. Not you, because you up front talking, but I think your others won't be here at 3 o'clock. Y'all remember what T said? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say that. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Everybody in here, say it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say it again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say it again. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I promise you, tomorrow, you're going to have a chance to prove that. Whether you're ashamed of it or not, you're going to have a chance. You're going to run across somebody, and you have a little scratching inside, and a little prompting inside, or just a knowing inside. Are you saved? Are you born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Or somebody saying or doing something? And do like I used to tell my grandchildren, act like Jesus. You're not acting like Jesus. Do you know him? Say, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To everyone that believeth. To everyone that I witness to. It is the power of God unto their salvation. If I witness, they hear, believe and receive Jesus, they have eternal life with me and with Christ. Shout hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? I guess I'm going to get Brother George up here to do a little dance or something. Amen. Glory to God. Do you know somebody that you know is lost, a sinner, right now on their way to hell? Well, our job is to stir you up to witness to that person. Ask Holy Spirit, show me how to get through to him or her. But I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid to preach the gospel. I won't be ashamed of this gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, show me how to preach it, how to teach it, how to love them, how to show compassion to them until I get through to them. And they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh, what if somebody hadn't preached to you? What if somebody hadn't preached to me? Oh, my God. What if Jesus hadn't died? I wrote a poem. I may have read it here. I don't know. But what if Mary had aborted Jesus? What if Mary had aborted Jesus? I don't remember all that it says, but I know it says we wouldn't have a Savior. Thank you, Mary, that you let him live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so he says for the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, Paul had to go to the Gentiles. That's us. Because many of the Jews wouldn't receive. Many did believe, but many wouldn't receive him. Verse 17, for therein, in the gospel, say in the gospel, is the righteousness of God. Come on. Revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just, that's me, shall live by faith. Say, I live by faith. I believe with all my heart that I can win a soul. I believe with all my heart this gospel is true. And I'm bold enough, strong enough, willing enough to share with a lost person. Bring them to Christ. And then when I bring them to Christ, I'm not going to leave them out there. I'm going to bring them so they can be trained and taught. Amen. Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. What is God's command to you? Say, I'm the body of Christ. I'm the church. So God has commanded me to go preach this gospel. And I will obey that command. So Lord, bring a sinner across my path. Put a word in my mouth, in my heart, to share. Holy Ghost, draw, woo that person until he or she receives Jesus as Lord and Savior. Shout hallelujah. Say, I'm a willing vessel. Say, I'm a willing vessel. Say, I'm a willing vessel. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Lord, I'll go. You know, the song says, I'll go. They say, if I have to go by myself, I'll go, I'll go. But let's just win some souls. Amen. Let's bring some people into the kingdom to know the joy that we are experiencing. To know who Jesus is. Being born again, that's the first step. Are you a new papa yet? All right. He's a new papa. That new baby that just born today, that's the first step of life. But that baby has a lot of growing and has to have a lot of attention. And so that person that you win to the Lord, they have to learn a lot. They have to grow and they have to understand the word of God. And that becomes your responsibility and my responsibility to bring them into a fuller knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts 1:8, so once they are born again, they need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, woo! Woo! Holy Ghost fire! It shut up in my mouth. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Can you say hallelujah? Oh, glory to our God. Hallelujah. There's none like him in all the earth. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be what? Wherever I am. Say, I'll be a witness. Wherever I am. Say, I am a witness. Wherever I am. Say, Lord. And you know how many souls you haven't won. Say, I will be. Say it. A soul winner. You know, planning pastors appreciation and all. And I think I told Therese and somebody else. I said, one of the greatest gifts you could give to God, especially but to us, would come in with those 40 souls we're talking about. I believe Bishop would get up out of that chair and dance. Glory to God. Glory to God. But just think about you saving people from eternal damnation. So we've got to get over the shameness and the wondering and, should I say, be led by the Spirit. Get to know the Spirit of God. Let me tell you what happened to me this week. Sunday, Monday. Today is Wednesday. No, it's been almost about 15 years since I've had a bowl of ice cream. It's been about that long. And remember one time I talked, the thought came to me, I sure would like to have some ice cream. But I said, I wouldn't allow myself to think that. And that was after 8 or 10 years of not having any. I was in the store Monday, just walking around getting grocery and whatever. And it just came up on me, I sure want some ice cream. I'm knowing I don't need ice cream. God delivered me from sugar, for those that don't know. So I got home and fixed lunch, and I think it was Monday. He doesn't eat ice cream much, but he wanted some ice cream, and I fixed it, and I put it back up. I thought, just one bite. And I know it was going to be too sweet. You know what I mean? To me, it's just like, yuck, too sweet. And I heard so clearly, Cora, don't do it. I heard that. Cora, don't do it. But anyway, I went on, did what I did, and I thought, one spoon won't hurt. And so I got a little bit, and that was sweet, but it was cool. I got another little bit. That evening, I was just sick. It literally made me sick, physically. What I'm saying, I did not obey. I didn't want it in the first place, not really. And I knew where that idea came from. It would like to get me back on sugar again. And I said, Lord, I repent. And he let me know if you had obeyed, you wouldn't have to repent. I'm saying all this to say, get to know your spirit man. And when he speaks to you and said, you go speak to that person right there. They may look like the worst person in the world, or they may look like the richest person in the world, but it's a person that's lost and on their way to hell. And he might say, go witness to that person. And you might say, Lord, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going. I don't care how they respond. I'm going. While we were at the hospital two or three times, Jimmy prayed for some people. And one lady, she just cried. And I saw her the other day. We went back and she said, he's not back. I said, no, he's back for something else. And she just gave me a hug. Be bold to witness. Say, I am. Bold to witness. I will not knowingly let somebody that I know go to hell without at least giving them a chance of hearing the gospel that brought me to salvation. Can you shout hallelujah? Matthew 13:5-16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast and trodden under the foot of men. If you don't have any power, what good are you to God? If you don't build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, if you don't study the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that's why I have so many scriptures tonight, to give you faith to be a witness, that you are hear the word of God, you're a witness, you are hear the word of God, you get hold of this, you won't say, I'm not saltless, I am the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Say, I'm the light of the world. Say, I'm the light of the world. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a light. Wherever I go. Wherever I go, my light shines. I lift Jesus up. He said, if I lift him up, he would draw all men unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It gives light to all who you're witness to. Say, I'm a witness. Say, I'm a witness. I win souls. I'm wise. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. I win souls. I'm wise. Shout hallelujah. Wonder who brings that fear to you every once in a while. You know, I have literally been in a place and I thought I might have to witness. I said, Lord, I don't want to go witness to that person. I don't know that person or whatever. Wonder who brought that thought to me. Do you think that thought came from Jesus? So you tell the devil, you lying devil, you shut up. Amen. 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 Now, don't let me, your homework is you go win some souls. I started to say a soul. A soul is not enough. Some souls. Say some souls. Some souls. Woo, they will thank you for eternity. There's a Lord, just give me a mansion right next to Cora Lee. She witnessed to me. I was on my way to hell. Now I'm in heaven. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for witnessing to me. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. John 3:16, our scripture that is so familiar, one of the most familiar scriptures in the Bible, in the world probably. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How salvation? No other way to be saved. No other way you can get to God except through Jesus Christ. I remember hearing a talk show years ago, and this person very famous, and saying there are many ways to get to God. If you want salvation, it's what? One way, and that way is through what? Jesus Christ our Lord. Say, Jesus is the only way. He is the only way. Come on now. All of this other stuff we talk about, we like, it's not the way. Jesus is the only way. And we have to come through to and through him for our salvation. Mark 8:2, Jesus had compassion on the people. And so many, many, many scriptures that I would be here all night. I would be here to 3 o'clock talking about all the scriptures where Jesus had compassion. But what he's saying is you have compassion on people. You know, don't judge people. You are not the judge. For whatever measure you judge with, you will be judged with that same measure. And so he had compassion on, I have compassion on the multitude because they have been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And that's the time he fed them. They had the 7 loaves and however many fish it was, and he fed that 4,000. So whatever you have, say whatever I have, I can use to bring somebody to Jesus. Shout hallelujah. So I'm so excited about being a soul winner. And then another thing about compassion, I'm going to skip 1 Peter 3:8. I'll just skip on. No, I need to read that. Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. And it goes on to tell you how to act toward one another. And if you can pull up verse 12, I didn't send that to you. It says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Say, Lord, I thank you that you have made me righteous and that you hear my prayers. I pray to be a soul winner. I pray to become wise enough to win souls. Hallelujah. 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 Matthew 9:36-38. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. That's what we're praying for a minute. God sends them laborers into the harvest and make me one. Este curada, come on. Este rada de diata. Oble queso curada de diata. Send laborers into the harvest. And I am one. She cala de diata. Oble queso catada. Abo coche queta de diata. Oh, send laborers, 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 laborers. That one that's about to make that mistake of changing that gender, and that one that's about to make that mistake of robbing and stealing and killing. Oh, Father God, send laborers into the harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke 9:19-10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost. And then a reference on that I didn't give you. For the Son of Man is come not to destroy men's life, but to save them. And then Matthew 18:11, don't have to bring it up. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And that was our message tonight. Our subject is win souls, seek and save that which is lost. Everybody stand up. I'm going to let you sit back down in a minute, but I want you to stand up. And I want you to say to God what you want to say to him about being a soul winner. And that Sunday when we come back, we will have some testimonies about people who won some souls. We won't take it lightly. It'll be just as important as getting our children back in school. It'll be just as important to us to get to our job. It'll be just as important to us as doing whatever we do at home and in our yard or whatever it is. It'll be more important than that. Because somebody's eternity is at stake based on what I do or don't do. Based on what I do or don't do. Never back down of an opportunity to win souls. And I say this, and I think I've told this before. Had a student once that was sick. And she came to school. I didn't know she was that sick at that time. Actually, she passed away. And I was just kind of impressed to talk to her about Jesus that day. But I never did. Let's just make it short. And I wonder all the time, Lord, what she say? What she say? Don't ever back down from an opportunity to witness to somebody and tell them about Jesus. So I'm going to let you just pray and ask the Lord to anoint you, to give you boldness or the wisdom, whatever you need to do to become a soul winner. I'm just going to pray in the spirit. Whatever it is you need to become that soul, children, teenagers, young children, older young children, glory to God, to be a soul winner. Holiday. It'll be first and foremost on your heart. Young people more important to you than your social media friends and the phone and all that stuff. You're talking to all those people, say, are you saved? Are you born again? And they may want to talk about you and laugh at you and say, there's no laughter in hell. But there's great joy and rejoicing when one comes to the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for the word that has gone forth tonight and that many souls will come into the kingdom because of boldness and anointing is coming upon us. We receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. You say you hear the prayer of the righteous and you answer. You said that those that win souls are wise. You said if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And we ask you for the wisdom to witness and win souls in Jesus' name. You may be seated. And as I close, I wrote this. I don't know when I wrote it, but I wanted to share it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know somebody who is not born again? Make up your mind. Holy Spirit, help me. I'll pray. I'll seek God's face. I'll do whatever necessary. But I'm going to go out of my way to get that person born again, that they may have the same salvation that I have that's so precious to me. I was lost, deeply entrenched in sin. But one day I heard the gospel. Then down on my knees and in my heart, I repented of my sin. I called on the name of Jesus, confessed with my mouth what my heart believed. And in just an instant, into the kingdom of God, I was received as I made Jesus Christ my Savior and Lord. Satan lost when he had Jesus crucified, hanging him on that cruel, cruel cross. But Jesus arose again victorious. That was Satan's great defeat and fateful loss. So in my life, he thought he had me pinned into a perpetual life of sin and in eternal damnation bound. But Satan, you lost again because of the great salvation I found, eternal life with and through Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. I will now preach to others this precious word I heard, get them saved, freed from sin. When each one receives Jesus as Savior, Satan, you will lose again and again. Amen. Father, we thank you that we are soul winning church. We fill up seats next to us and around us and around the corner with those who come to know you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Ushers, we receive the offering. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when you're giving and you're sowing, you don't just throw it in the bucket. Many, many years ago when James Payne was here, he said to say, I receive. I still say, I receive. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.